This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
So close to the weekend. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. And not only is it repeal day, but it's also Bartender Appreciation Day, and we celebrate on a Bad Choice Friday with LMFAO.
Everybody!
LMFAO with Little John and Shots taking on Chumbawamba. Tub thumping from Chumbawamba taking on LMFAO and Shots. Along with Little John. Vote now if you happen to follow us on X. Have Men's Room Live, one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the shot of the day. All right, do we have time for a few emails now from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Fun fact for you, you might not know that song, but LMFAO, there's two members of it.
All right.
One guy's name is Red Foo.
I guess who that is, yes.
Yeah. It's Barry Gordy's son.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know he's related to something. Barry Gordy. All right.
A couple from our question today that was also successful. Who tried to do some good and did it work out? Guys, my old girlfriend and I bought a jacket, gloves, beanie for a dude in Marysville years ago. Checked on him 2 days later. He was dead with all the clothes right next to him in a bag.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Yep.
Positive Friday.
It continues. Guys, my wife wanted to leave her job, which she did not like, to volunteer full-time for an animal shelter. We found a way to make it work out financially. It's been over 25 years, and she's been there ever since. I'm so proud of her. The shelter's name is Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Again, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Sorry, Miles, they don't have any hairless cats available for adoption.
Aww.
From your loyal listener, Steve in Bothell. Again, that's Meow Cat Rescue.
Meow.
Meow. Guys, I stepped in front of a guy that was smacking a woman at the fair. I said, hit me, bud. Next thing I know, she smacks me in the back, saying, leave him alone. They're obviously meant for each other. Couple more.
I know.
Well, we're keeping with the theme. These are the actual comments we get from YouTube, from the text.
I'll tell you where we went wrong. We said, who tried to do some good? And then we added, and did it work out? A resounding no has been the answer today.
Well, I mean, I guess in most people's defense, generally you're just donating money or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
like,
a physical interaction goes sideways.
Well, also, like, you don't know, right? Like, the kid you helped out, like, right? Like, for instance, Coats for Kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the kids don't have to write you a letter and say thank you, but you've already done that good.
And you know they got it.
So maybe there was just more, it lended more towards the bad stuff. Like, I worked at a horse farm, volunteer, got kicked in the head.
Right.
Stopped on I-5 North a couple weeks ago to help a lady whose car had died in the middle of the lane. Put on my four-way hazard lights, had traffic stops so we could push a car off the highway to a safe spot. Two other cars stopped and helped me. I get her to the shoulder and to a safe place. Shook their hand, said thank you, and stayed with the lady until she got someone on the phone to come and help her. Good deed done. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, two positive stories.
Elf Plain Drifter. All right,
here you go.
Guys, when I was in college in Bozeman, Montana, I used to drive around at night in the wintertime just to pull people out of snowbanks and the side of the road when they would get stuck. A friend and I would just put a bunch of tow straps in and some food and some drinks, and we'd just drive around and help people for hours on end.
Good on you.
There we go. And one more follow-up to the guy driving to drop the prescription medication off.
For the pugs? Yeah. Evergreen Pug Rescue? Yeah.
A follow-up. The prescriptions have been delivered successfully.
All right.
All is well that ends well.
I think it's funny that dog just sitting there sipping codeine.
Yeah. I know. You got the pills.
Hey, man, you got the good stuff.
I'm an addict, man. Well, put on
some Mike Jones.
Subject is Christmas songs and ciabatta. Olivichola is listening to yesterday's episode on the Odyssey app, and Miles mentioned the Christmas song by the Waitresses. The song is called Christmas Rapping, and Thrill, you're a bassist, so you need to listen to this song. It is such a funky bass line, you'd think it was Motown. And the person who played it was a session cat called Tina Wormworth, who was, in fact, in the B-52s.
Huh.
Also,
What is it called?
It's called The Christmas Song by the Waitresses.
Okay.
That was the one, Christmas Rapping.
Or Christmas Rapping.
Christmas Rapping. And that was the one I said, you probably, we were talking about, are there any good Christmas songs?
And I said no. And you said, man, I'm telling you, like, I've never heard it. Mike's looking for it now. I will give it a listen.
If you just Google the Waitresses and Christmas, it's the only song that's going to come up.
Yeah.
That's basically, they were a bad band. They just weren't as big.
This is just the one they're
kind of like a Go-Go's type sounding band, but a little bit more, as he would say, funk and R&B to it.
Oh, hang on. I know what happened. Sorry, I got to pull down the stream and then unmute YouTube here. All right.
Oh. Yeah.
You know this dude?
Yeah.
I still don't know if I do. I got to hear this thing. That is a sweet bass line. I'll give you that. Here we go.
Bah, humbug, but that's too strong, because it is my favorite holiday. This year's been a busy year. Don't think I have
if you like the Go-Go's or anything like that.
I mean, look, I like the bass line. I could not sit with this.
Okay. It continues. Also, I'm on team Mike and Ted. Ciabatta is a damn fine sandwich bread.
Thank you.
The trick to not having all the fillings fall out
is
when you bite into one is to make little dimples in each side of the bread by tearing out the center of each half. Why do I need to dress the bread?
I don't want to do all that.
You don't got to do that.
I think ciabatta is better toasted.
It is much better toasted. I agree.
This way, the fillings stay within the sandwich. And with the bits that you've torn out, dip that into a sauce or dressing, or just spread a quick bit of butter on it and pop it into your gullet.
A quick bit of butter?
That's a quick bit of butter. Cheers, bitch. Is that from Sean? Sean in England. This is a guy who eats English food. Mm. He's saying that ciabatta is wonderful. And I believe that in England.
I believe it in England. I do. Now, look, he's right. Like I said, for dipping, I'm like, it's a perfect bread for dipping. It is just a terrible bread for a sandwich.
Here's another.
By the way, you know how Mike always does that baby batter thing?
Yeah.
So my buddy Tony, the bar he works at, it was his last night. I went over there. I've known Tony for years. Never met his wife. She is an auctioneer.
No way.
I start talking to her, and I go, yeah, we have Mike do the bit. And she's like, oh, yeah, but it just rattles it off. Went to the same school as Mike.
Hit us with a bet.
Wow. Betty bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better. Betty bought a better butter.
Now, thank you, Western College of Auctioneering. Is that specifically your school, or if I'm an auctioneer from, say, Atlanta, would they probably know the same one?
No, I don't believe it is specifically my school, because I've heard of other people that know it, but they know a different version of it.
Okay.
There's certain differences with it.
How many different auctioneering schools are across the country, would you say?
From what I know, there's two main ones that I know of. There's another one in, like, Oklahoma or something like that.
Sure. Is there, like, one for the better auctioneers? You know what I mean? Like, did you go to lower tier?
Or
is
that university versus state?
So you went to the Harvard?
I went to the Harvard of auctioneers.
All right. Very cool.
And that's what I'm saying. As soon as I mentioned it, she didn't miss a beat and just rattled it off. And I was like, all right, you did go to the same school.
Yeah.
Another one on ciabatta. Ted and Mike are right. Ciabatta, when used properly, is a damn fine bread.
Yeah.
I can scrape things off of my pans.
Trader Joe's has a ciabatta baguette. Yeah. Fry up some shaved beef and caramelized onions. Toast the bread with mayonnaise to a pan.
Sorry you guys don't know how to utilize the greatness of the ciabatta bread.
Look, ciabatta itself was a mistake. Because the guy, the baker that was making ciabatta, he was attempting to recreate either like French bread or baguette or something. He was trying to mimic something else. And it didn't quite happen, so he just gave it a different name.
A dude dropped a burrito into a deep fryer, and now we have chimichangas.
That was genius.
Yep.
That was not genius. That was an accident.
It was an accident, but look, a lot of children walking
Lysol
around now.
Lysol was made to clean vaginas, okay?
Beautiful people.
Sometimes one thing has an intention, and then
actually,
you come up with something great.
Lysol was not developed to clean vaginas. It was developed as an antiseptic, but I want to say it's during like the big cholera outbreak or something. But when they got a handle on it, Lysol said, well, people are going to stop buying it, so now let's switch it to.
We're going to take the Gwyneth Paltrow route.
Just going back real quick on the record, though. Your defense was that ciabatta shouldn't be eaten because it's a mistake.
No,
so then
because
on that
it
same
tastes
token,
like crap.
You can't say you like the chimichanga. So both mistakes can be both ways.
Hey, my argument was that he screwed up making a mistake. That's not why it's bad. It's bad because that's what he ended up with.
Mm-hmm. Subject, Men's Room Lager. Guys, I'm proud to announce the Sunset Grill in Gig Harbor is now selling the Men's Room Lager from the Black Raven. I work here.
All right.
And I've been wanting to get your beer on for a while. So down the hole of it, Jonas. From Brett. Couple more here before we get to Ted versus the FCC. The live show, guys. Really enjoy watching your broadcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
Nice to actually watch a broadcast instead of listen to it. Thanks for all you do, guys, and rock on. That from Chris. If you haven't checked us out on YouTube, just search for KISW Rock. If you could, subscribe to the channel there, and please smash that like burger, as we like to call it, or give us a thumbs up, because apparently YouTube likes that.
They do.
Subject is police, as we had the police in the other day. Guys, when I was in grade 11, a friend and I bought $400 worth of Roman candles and bricks of firecrackers from a store back a ways. Where we lived, you could not buy them locally. So we took them and sold them out of my school locker. And a few days later, there's a knock on the family house door. The local PD were asking to speak with me. Not a pleasant conversation in front of my parents. However, we did triple up the money for the fireworks at the end of the day. That's from Duncan, and that's why you do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, catching up on some of your past episodes, listening to the one with your hoodies. I wear hoodies every day, sometimes with shirts, sometimes without. I have hoodies for every occasion. The cheap ones, I wear to work. The really soft ones, at home. Undershirts, subjectable. Same episode, Thrill mentioned that his wife gets an Amazon package every day.
Yes.
His name is on the mall.
Correct.
But they are never for him.
Yeah. Right.
Ditto. I had an Amazon driver actually knock on the door one day. He was wondering if my wife was okay, because he didn't have any packages for her, and he was worried. Rock on, love the show. That from Jay Bird in A-Town.
Yeah, I know I'm not alone on that one, man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What Isn't that kind of the story? Wasn't there a guy that like ordered a pizza every day or something? And didn't order it, and like the pizza parlor called to like do a welfare check.
And he wasn't
on
okay.
the floor or something like
right,
that.
I think it saved his life.
Yeah.
Subject is good food. Men's Room, I've been listening to you guys every day since I moved to Washington from Texas 11 years ago. Your podcasts are a huge reason I make it through the work every day. Miles, there's a good donut shop in Redmond called Sunrise Donuts and Espresso that sells Crueler Puffs Thursday through Sunday.
Ooh.
They are dangerously good. And the Ted Smith. If you haven't tried a breakfast burrito taquito from Whataburger, I highly recommend it. Also, if you've ever in Texas near a Hard Eight barbecue, give it a go. One of my favorite barbecue spots. You order the meat straight from the smoker. Love you all. That from Meg.
Turns out I've been to Sunrise Donut. It is very good.
You have.
Let me interject real quick from the YouTubes here. The Fred Meyer in Ellensburg also sells the Men's Room's
Honor. All right.
Yes.
Injury to myself, it says.
I would say the QFC in, I guess, what's that name? I guess Northgate, Roosevelt neighborhood? That sells.
Kroger's got us, man.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kroger, yeah. Shout out to Kroger.
Thank you, Kroger.
Guys, after I had a small hernia repair, it's below the belt line, I was having relations with a female.
Oh, no.
She was on the top there, and during this activity, the wound opened up.
Man.
Thankfully, it was only partially opened and drained a smallish amount of blood.
Oh, that's
clear
nice.
Clear fluid for a couple days.
Totally little blood, baby.
I now have a visible scar in my pubic region.
How do you like it?
When I trim them up. That's
weird. Turnabout is fair play.
And finally, one more. We got the subject is fridge nachos. Bitches, on the subject of nachos, my latest go-to at home is cold nachos. Started with that, having leftovers from tacos. For a quick, delicious lunch, just throw on the shredded cheese cold, plus toppings and some Tabasco sauce. Actually, not bad. Don't knock it till you try it. Longtime listener since 02. First time emailer. Love the show. You guys never change. Love the consistency. That from Brett. I
mean, so the nachos, the cheese has never been melted.
Correct.
He's just making nachos with cold cheese.
Sounds well, what he said, he had the leftover nachos.
Right.
So whatever cheese was still on them is congealed and whatever. He just added fresh, cold.
So what I think the way that we're going about this is they had a taco night. They had leftover chopped up tomatoes and whatever.
Okay, all right.
So then you just throw all those together on the nachos and then just sprinkle some cheese on the top.
He was too impatient to heat it up. Not so bad.
Well, that in the doggone oven for a couple of minutes.
But that I can fathom. Eating cold, if the nachos had been hot, then cold. Yes. Gross.
It's like a Mexican dip that you'd bring over to somebody's house. It's a cold dip.
Yeah, good call.
It's got the beans.
It's like a 7-layer dip.
Yeah. I have an issue with nachos that have sat out too long because those chips get soggy. They get
weird.
I think nachos are overrated, but another time.
Settle down, Smith.
All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz, petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits, Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Buck.
Okay, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show.
Yeah.
Where one person could lose $325,000 and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the
FCC. We only have two of these two late nights for the year.
I know.
We can retire until 2026. But lo and behold, we get another listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Came in this morning. It is kind of close to last week's, to be honest with you. Might be from the same guy. This one goes something like this. Got to be careful myself. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the Chunky Butt Flunker with his fat funky fork. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
Please pronounce those ends, Ted.
He doesn't have problems when I'm around. Yeah.
Throw them ends out, Ted.
Come on,
hit them ends.
Don't talk about the pitcher while he's throwing a no-hit.
Thanks for printing this out, Miles.
You got it.
Usually it's just an email. You actually put some space in here.
I did.
Ted can read.
Ted Reed. All right. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the Chunky Butt Flunker, with his fat, funky fork.
Three times fast.
Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky
fork. Wow, man. Damn.
Give me that thing back.
Damn.
Well, we know we don't have to do one for the rest of the year.
Jeez, man.
We'll take that one up to Tony V's. Hit Everett next week. As Friday, you'll be hearing Ted versus the FCC live. It is a free show, absolutely free.
Right 21 before, plus.
Right
thankfully.
Before the Unwrapped show at Angel of the Winds Arena.
I know, but man, you put some real emphasis on that.
Live show starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hopefully, you can join us next Friday up there at Tony V's. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Come up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Not working on it. Just not working on it. All right. That's old Hollywood. Well, thank you, Miles. Traffic congestion has hit an all-time high throughout the nation.
I found that out today. Seattle's bad, too.
So, Ted, you normally are what, 25?
Oh, no.
30 minutes?
Like 15.
15. How long did it take you to get into work today?
It took me about an hour today.
An hour.
To go, what, 9 miles maybe?
Maybe. Something like,
and it's a straight shot.
Right. Max 9. I don't think it is even that long, now, that far.
But there was some accident, I guess, somewhere near Union Street, and it was just stopped.
Just shut it all down.
Union is one of the worst places for an accident if you're on 5.
So know. I cut through the city because that'll be quicker.
Yeah, you know.
At least you're moving, kind of.
So what kind of a driver are you guys? Because there are same thing. Cutting through and taking side streets, it probably does take me longer. I think about 60% of the time, it takes me actually longer the way that I take. However, I prefer to keep moving.
That's always my philosophy. Like I know I'm going a little out of the way, but one, I know I'm going out of the way, and as long as I'm still moving forward, I'm reaching my destination.
Right.
But just sitting on 5 and things aren't moving, that I will lose my mind.
Exactly.
I go back and forth. Like today, I finally cut to the city because I know it, but generally, if I'm in an area I don't know and it tells me to get off the highway, I'll just listen to the GPS.
Yeah, that's right.
I figure it knows better than I do.
I was going home. There's always that traffic after Federal Way going into Tacoma around the corner, right?
Right there at Fife?
Yeah. And so I've always wondered, like, is it quicker to cut through Federal Way? Just because, you know, maybe I can get out and around, take 509 and stuff like that. There was one time there was some bad accident or congestion down there to where from Federal Way to Tacoma was going to be 45 minutes.
Jeez. Well, the one that that's sticking most people right now is 405 from Renton to 90.
Yeah.
So if you're in that corridor, they've closed it's that awful thing down, you know, like multiple times, multiple weekends, whatever they're doing.
Right.
But it's still congested even when it's moving normally.
Yeah, freely. So 45 minutes. So I finally decided, like, screw it. I'm going to go through Federal Way. Like, we're going to give this one a shot. I beat the time by about 4 minutes.
Really?
That's it.
And you got to keep moving.
And I got to keep
moving.
That's
the whole thing. I'm like a shark at that point. Like, I need to be in motion.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like the other argument, right? Is like, is it better to be stuck, like, driving a long distance that takes half an hour, or trying to fight through the city that takes you half an hour to just, like, stop and go?
Right. They say a fertility gap is fueling a rise in one-child families.
What is a fertility gap?
I don't know. I didn't look into it.
A fertility gap would tell me you are incapable, right?
Right.
Because that's what fertility is. If you're choosing not to have more than one kid, then okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't look into it. I'm not working on it. I don't care. One-child family's cool. Do your thing.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. There's a 3-year-old chess player that's just become the youngest person to earn an official rating. 3 years old.
I saw that kid, and it annoys me.
He's good enough to get a rating, so I have no idea.
Yeah, but I mean, is it high?
Before we celebrate this 3-year-old.
I put it this way.
On this 3-year-old.
We would not get a rating.
No, I don't think
but
so.
None of us are good enough to play chess. Like they would acknowledge that we know the rules.
Right.
But I don't even think we could get a rating. But I saw a picture of that kid, and I'm like, I hate the fact that kid would wipe me out in about 2 minutes if we sat down and played chess. Well, he's picking his nose and scratching his ass.
Put some gloves on. Let's see how well you do, punk.
Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, boys. Put your thinking caps on. I give you guys a 90% chance of success on this one. It is a verb and brought to you by the letter I. And to do this to a person or an animal is to introduce immunologically active material like an antibody or an antigen into them.
Immunize.
Say what now?
Immunize.
Immunize. It's good, but that's not the one.
That's what I was thinking.
Especially in order to treat or prevent a disease. It is kind of the same vein. No pun intended.
It's not a doctor.
Last and final chance. The word is inoculate.
Oh,
inoculate.
Quick update. I just saw a picture of this 3-year-old, and he's wearing shades. I hate him now, too.
Yeah.
Do they wear shades so that, you know, it's like poker?
Yes.
You got to hide your face.
Yeah, because you're looking a few steps
you don't
ahead.
You don't want him to see what you're looking at.
Okay. Right.
I think.
Yeah, right. I thought the same thing at first. He's wearing shades.
Like, why is he so cool?
Sorry, got a back tattoo.
Did you bring aviators to a chess match?
Yeah, he's got like a hot blonde girlfriend. I'm like, he's 3. Right. What is he doing?
He's with the leather jacket. He rolled up on a Harley.
He's friends with Kevin Hart.
Damn, man.
But he's tall.
And The Rock.
You're 3. Why does your girlfriend have bolt-ons? Cash is the leading holiday gift request this year, with 1 in 5 Americans admitting that help paying their bills would be their ideal present.
Well, sure.
Yeah, money's tight.
Yeah. And money spends everywhere.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Money is good everywhere that you need
it. No one's going to return it.
And, you know, there was a lot more statistics where people expect to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,100 on gifts this year.
Damn.
And don't expect near as much in return.
Well, of course not.
I think people want to buy things they need, which is not what you want to tell someone as far as what you would like.
Sure.
I mean, what you want and what you like is not different from what you need.
For sure.
Right.
You need laundry detergent, you know? But you don't want it.
Buy me some Tide Pods.
Right.
Feel free to wrap it up, brother. It's all good.
Buy me the thing that I do not want to buy right now.
Yeah.
And, I look for, like, tools and little kitchen appliances and whatnot.
But that stuff works.
Yeah.
That's good, you know.
You know, my brother-in-law is one of the hardest people to buy for, because he has enough money that if he truly wants it, he can and will buy it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at his registry like last year or something like that. He's like he's got a little pie scooper or a pie server.
Just that so guy he can say, like,
buy this for me.
Right. My brother's the same way. Like, he has more money than God. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't have kids. So I basically tell my kids, hey, you get him something. Because whatever you guys get him, he'll love.
Yeah.
Even if it's stupid.
That's why I get him a bottle of something.
If I buy a bottle, it's for me. I'm telling you that right now, man.
You've never given alcohol as a gift.
Not that I could not partake in.
Well, sure.
I brought you
That's
a
the
gift.
Idea.
Right. But I would not send him a bottle. He lives 3,000 miles away. If he lived in Federal Way and I'm going to go visit him on Christmas, I would show up with a bottle, say it's for him, and then ask him to open it.
Come on, let's have a toast.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I don't.
And then just keep going.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like, me and my brother, after a while, we're adults.
Sure.
But if there's something cool, like Dick's a few years ago had a package you could send people with frozen burgers.
Cool.
So I, like, sent him that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Exactly.
That's
apparently, cassette tapes are making a comeback.
They keep saying that, which leads me to believe that maybe they're not.
The only problem with cassette tapes is just the strength of the tape, because it ages over time.
Yeah.
So those tend to snap. So unless you have a repair kit and know how to do it like a reel-to-reel, eventually, whether you're fast-forwarding, rewinding, all the stressful things that cassettes that put pressure on that, they do tend to break.
Yeah, that was the worst part of a cassette, was just that.
Here's my thing. Here's my theory as to why cassette tapes are making a comeback, because I believe that there are certain artists or artists that their listeners will buy literally anything put out.
Yeah.
And so they've put out an entire bundle of their garbage album that includes a cassette tape that they will buy every single form of how this record comes out, and they will buy the cassette tape.
Well,
they will never listen to it, but they will
have
buy the crap.
Do you have something to listen to it on? Like, I love vinyl. I've always liked vinyl. Like, I'm not going back to it. I've never left it. I never liked CDs. I've always had a turntable, right? The cassette player, I'm like, look, you can have all the cassettes you want. I don't even know where to go to buy one if I were looking for
it. And how do you play? Well, Bluetooth probably. But also, too, it's generational. So we grew up with records.
Right.
So there's a nostalgia in that. That's why I still buy albums today. The next generation only bought CDs.
Yeah.
So that will come back, and people will start buying CDs again, because that was what this generation knew, and now it's retro, and now it's going back to what you grew up with.
Exactly.
So it's just going to be a progression like that.
I just don't think it's near that nostalgic and retro. I think it's because somebody that is being pitched as a perfect person that is great and wonderful is actually taking y'all for a ride.
I would agree a little bit, just because records just sound so much different.
Right. They absolutely do.
Right. Yeah. So I get why vinyl is having such a comeback, and people like it, right? As long as I've known Thrill, he has talked about vinyl.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, a lot. It depends, you know, how old an album is. So if someone puts out new vinyl today, it is what it is. I'll still buy it. But a lot of the old, if you buy it, like old Zeppelin or old Sabbath, like, it was recorded to be analog. Right? So when you actually listen to it on a record, you do hear a difference because that's what it was recorded for.
It depends on the band, too. So if you listen to Steely Dan, it's clean as hell. So is Mark Knopfler. Dire Straits is clean as hell. I bought a couple of Alice in Chains albums this past week. Alice in Chains is the perfect band for vinyl. They sound so good on vinyl.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
It's...
There's a listing in Atlanta that's caught people's attention of a 6-bedroom, 9-bathroom, 16,000-square-foot home that could be yours for the low price of $35 million.
Yeah.
And it looks like a house in Atlanta. I mean, I'm saying that wrong. It looks like if you had a lot of money.
Looks like a White House replica.
That's it. I feel places like Dallas, Atlanta.
People love those mansions.
They do. Man. And they're definitely not McMansions. I mean, it's clearly worth a lot of money, but it's so ugly to me.
I just like, you know, they had it on a Redfin listing, and my favorite bit of this was like, hey, guys, mortgage rates are down, and your monthly payment on this property is now down to $203,000 a month.
Yeah. I like that that's the sales pitch. Hey, take advantage of these low mortgage rates.
And no matter how big that house is, you're going to spend time in three places.
Yes.
The kitchen, the living area.
Yes.
The family room, living area, or your bedroom.
Exactly.
So no matter how many bedrooms you have, you might have a dining room, you might have this, you might have that. But ultimately, you're only going to be in three places most of the time.
Right. So let's move to the South.
The Metro Top 10.
Nah.
The Metro Top 10.
You can enjoy some great food down there in the South.
I absolutely would enjoy the food.
Yeah. But if we're going to move on down South, we got to know how to talk like the people in the South, which means that there's a handful of Southern phrases that everybody should be using just a little bit more often. Thank you, Miles, for this list, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
So there's a handful of here because, honestly, they talk differently than we do up here.
Sure.
So let's see here. Handful of examples over here. So you... There's a common critique over here that is as far as the media goes and the people that they put on the media for interviews, that tends to be the loud minority, as it were. The people that know very little about what it is that they're talking about, but they say it very, very loud. Or as they say in the South, well, you know what they say, an empty wagon makes a lot of noise.
That's a good saying.
That is a true saying.
Yeah.
They are loud as hell.
Yeah, it's another. It dates back to the ancient days. It can be traced all the way back to Plato. Essentially, it means an empty-headed simpleton talks a lot more than an intelligent person.
Now, you should read some of his quotes. They're spectacular.
Plato, really?
Yeah, him, Aristotle. They had a way of kind of insulting everyone, but make it sound important. Generally, it was just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Basically, saying, the more you talk, the dumber you are. And the reason I support that is we do a talk show. Just throwing it out there. You guys are so stupid.
I don't think people are learning anything from this.
Right. We all know
Are you smarter?
We all know that guy. Sometimes you see him from a few streets away, and why are we avoiding him? Well, we avoid him because, quite frankly, he's nuttier than a porta potty at a peanut festival.
Oh, damn.
That's pretty good.
It's unsurprisingly not used to describe actual nuts, but in this case, in which nutty is akin to crazy. You have to know your company in order to use this one effectively, they say.
Very descriptive.
You guys ever been to a bar where they got karaoke night and...
Yeah.
You just got that one person.
You want to leave.
Yeah.
That's right. They're singing Check. Elvis. And you can't help it. But you got that gal up there. You say, man, we leave every time Margaret gets out there because, you know, she can't carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it.
Damn. I'm going to use that.
Typically reserved.
I think the best one I heard, he couldn't pour sand out of a boot if you wrote the directions on the heel. Jesus Christ, man.
Typically reserved to describe someone that sounds like scratching nails on a chalkboard while singing at church. Which, I've been to church. There's a lot of those that can't carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it.
Also, I recommend highly checking out Foghorn Leghorn. He's got a million of them.
He's got great ones.
He does.
My grandmother, great-grandmother died. I don't remember which one, but she was part of a church 7 days a week. And a woman who had to be 30 years older than her. This woman's in her 90s. They were very close, but she's going to sing a hymn on my grandmother's behalf. Now, generally speaking, this has been a very sad moment. This woman started singing, and I cannot explain it. I remember my aunt was sitting in front of me. She turned around, and the look on her face was just like... And me and my brother could not stop laughing. And she just went on and on, and it was heartfelt, but it was so bad, man. She sounded like a 92-year-old woman singing.
You know, you learn lessons differently in the South. As you're growing up... you know, your dad teaches you a very important lesson where, you know, you both do work out in the back and your dad gives you $4 and he gives your brother $10. You say, Dad, that's not fair. Your dad says, fair. Fair is a place where pigs get judged. Life ain't fair, boy.
Damn.
Used at moments when you have to tell someone that life isn't always fair. 4-H competitions at county and state fairs are common throughout the South. Phrase doesn't have too many layers on it, but it's a nice play on fair.
Oh, like you don't deserve anything. Here's what you're getting.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Oh, you sounded all Southern out.
Exactly right now. You go into the classroom and you got that one kid that just sits all the way over there in the corner. And you say, why doesn't anybody ever go hang out with that kid? And you say, well, that boy's cornbread ain't done in the middle. Again, these are Southern phrases that everybody should be using more often.
What did my dad always say? I don't think his elevator's going to the top floor.
Yeah, that's right. That boy's cornbread ain't done in the middle is a great one that conjures up a very clear image of undercooked breads used to describe someone who is off in some way or another.
Damn.
Oh, man. We've all been in this situation where we're not all that comfortable, man. There's some stuff going on, and I just don't know how it's going to turn out. And I got to tell you, I am nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's an all-timer, the one that requires you that you've done a little living in order to fully understand the Southern phrase. You must have at least seen a cat around a rocking chair before and how uneasy they are. And you trust the phrase and take it at face value there.
I don't know. You know what? I don't have a rocking chair, so I've never known the phenomenon.
Man, it's their tails, bro.
Oh, that, yes. Yeah,
they get pinched under there.
Because how cats choose to sit somewhere in your proximity and you rock that chair back, it's bad.
That's right. Now, we've all known that person, the couch surfer, the guy that just doesn't seem to get himself up and running, right? What do we say about that guy, Ted? That dog won't hunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
Dates all the way back to the 1800s, and it's used to describe something that simply will not work. It's believed that this phrase is pulled from the 17th and 18th century phrase, that rooster won't fight.
Okay.
They don't say rooster.
As I follow a fireman that makes food on Instagram, and he always eats his food and goes, that dog will hunt.
Okay, yeah.
I finally get it now. I was always like, what the hell is he talking about?
That dog will hunt.
Right,
he's saying the dog will hunt.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that dog will hunt. That's right. We all, I feel like, felt this way last week after we enjoyed a little Thanksgiving dinner. And man, oh man, I am full of tick.
Okay.
What do they expand, like 5 times the size of their body?
Pretty much, yeah. You don't hear it too often, but it's used to describe when you've eaten so much that you're about to burst, conjures up the images of a deer tick that's engorged with blood and is about to burst.
Which is a beautiful image.
It really is.
They got to eradicate the tick.
They really do.
But if they did, then we'd find out whatever good they're doing that no one is aware of. You know, so the Black Plague, they eat that.
You heard of the butterfly effect?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I don't know what they do.
I do not like them.
They got to be doing something or we would have gotten rid of them.
We all heard about the incident that went down at the bar over there. Somebody's just gone off, man. He's fit to be tied.
Oh, yeah. Definitely heard that one.
It's an old phrase used to describe someone who is furious, angry, agitated. It's believed to take back to a time when mental institutions were more common across America and would describe a patient in an insane asylum that would need to be tied down with straps.
I've usually heard that they were talking about themselves. They are super pissed off and they're trying not to react as violently as they'd like to. And they say, I am fit to be tied.
Yeah.
Which meant, leave me alone or I will kill you.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And then I'll leave you with this last and final great Southern phrase that everybody should be using just a little bit more often. Going back to that insane asylum, that one over there, man, he is crazy as a sprayed roach. Translates to unhinged person who's manic and has no wits about him, like a cockroach that has just been sprayed with Raid and is in survival mode. A woman in Florida was arrested for her attire, Miles.
She was arrested for what?
For her attire.
Oh, for what was she wearing?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy.
You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Kish Inox Tech Expo. So what is the Kish Inox Tech Expo? I'm glad you asked. It's an annual international event serving as a platform to showcase Iran's economic and technological capabilities. And this year, attendees were treated to Mr. and Miss Data. They're actually a pair of humanoid robots. I don't know, like, Russia's in on the game, China's in on the game, the U.S. is definitely doing their thing. But the impressive robots, they even interacted with visitors. Miss Robot, the quote-unquote female version, explained to attendees that it was, quote, in a blockchain space, and that together with her male counterpart, it is a collection of data that works together in a shared data code. Now, people were very impressed with the Iranian ingenuity. And robots, they were fluid. They were actually very articulate. And then people noticed that they blinked. They breathed, but more accurately, they also had acne scars because they were people that they simply tried to dress up
as androids.
Yeah. They were pretending to
be. Oh, my
robots.
God.
Well, naturally, they're now enjoying being the butt of many, many jokes worldwide. If you get the chance, again, the Kish, K-I-S-H, Inox, I-N-O-X, Tech Expo, more than likely, this will be the first story that pops up.
So they're trying to prove
that they have moved forward with their robotics and Android stuff, which a lot of countries are doing. The thing that really startled people about these is that in addition to the robot bodies, like, the faces looked real. And the expressions looked real. And I don't understand Iranian, but even when you click on it, you can tell it's the equivalent of talking like this. And they're trying to make the motions. But when you close in, like, that's an acne scar. And then people realize they blinked. And you can see him breathing, and in the end, it's like, yeah, man, listen, they dressed us up to try to play androids.
That's kind of fun, though.
Dude, it is. It's just a sad and pathetic thing.
I am emotionally unequipped for this answer.
Exactly, man. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the... throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.